The piece is called The Garden of Forking Paths, and it's choreographed for only 6 audience members. Not 5, not 7, but it has to be exactly 6.
Hello. I'm glad that you are here.
Each person wears a pair of headphones and a radio receiver and follows transmitted audio instructions.
I won't always be with you.
Each of the 6 sets of instructions is different from the other 5.
For now, we are waiting. Here. Together.
The Garden of Forking Paths debuted in 2013 in the windowless basement of a former power plant in Old City. This is a reimagined update. The gymnasium is subdivided by gauzy curtains, and the headphone audio has been translated to reflect the demographics of this South Philadelphia neighborhood.
Por ahora, estamos aquí, esperando.
That's in Spanish. There's another version in Khmer, the language of Cambodia. The piece isolates you inside your own head. All the music and voices only exist in your headphones. If you took them off, this is what you'd hear. Choreographer Nicole Canuso masterminded this experience so audience members at times feel intimately connected to each other, even as they are literally on different wavelengths.
Yeah, I'm really thinking a lot about solitude, the beauty of solitude, but also the heaviness. And also community and the way that we're kind of all connected, even when people are very, very far away, they're somehow connected to us.
Canuso was influenced by the recent history of this building, a massive Art Deco structure that had been a public vocational high school until the Philadelphia District sold it to a private developer. It's now becoming a mixed-use retail and manufacturing hub. That transition has not been smooth. When the developers opened a rooftop bar 2 summers ago, it attracted praise and condemnation.
When I saw the building, I felt like I couldn't ignore its place in the city and its transition.
Canuso incorporated newly recorded interviews with people in the neighborhood on the topic of solitude and community.
And every time I think of the sadness in my background, from where I came from, my body start to shake and tears start to come out. Because when I talk about Khmer Rouge, I'm shaking right now.
The Garden of Forking Paths has an extraordinarily long run for a dance piece, 80 performances over the course of 6 weeks, ending June 16th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.